¡Vamos a luchar!
¡Vamos a luchar!
¡Con amor!
¡Con amor!
A very long armed struggle in Colombia may come to an end if the hopes of these members of the FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, come true. We're going to fight with love, they chant, betting on the reconciliation. Peace talks continued past the Wednesday deadline, the 50-year conflict that has killed an estimated quarter of a million people. And Bogota-based journalist Nadja Drost has explored the anticipation and worry of a nation on the brink of peace.
Cities have become a lot more sophisticated and cosmopolitan, and it's also become safer to travel in a lot of areas in the countryside. But my reporting has taken me to a lot of the more remote areas of Colombia, and it's in those regions where you don't see quite as much change. And I think that the main kind of characteristic that you see today that you saw 10 years ago is that there is still a great deal of poverty and inequality, and a lot of the same conditions that generated the conflict in the first place.
And really what's trying to be disengaged here in these final negotiations is the FARC as a protector of a lot of these groups that you spoke with out in the rural areas, and protecting the people from their own government. Here's Liliana, who's someone that you spoke with in one of these rural communities.
At the point of signing a peace agreement, which we support, we'll feel very worried because, with living in a conflict zone, paramilitaries may come in and disappear us, one by one, or kill us. And who will protect us? With the FARC here, one feels a security that won't happen.
Is that fear something that the government could do anything about?
I think that the Colombian government is very much aware that they have to expand into the countryside and they have to have a presence that is a positive one. And I think the other thing that they can do, and this would quell the fears of not only a lot of locals, but the FARC themselves, is if they, really put in a concerted effort to stem the expansion of paramilitary groups in this country.
So if the government is going to present a different kind of a face, a non-military face, to these communities that are in such need, one of those faces can't be the paramilitary. Here's a Joaquin Gomez, who's a commander for the FARC in the Southern Bloc.
That paramilitarism ends as a state policy. That's it, that they get rid of it. It's the only obstacle that exists, because while it exists, it's like walking with one foot in the grave.
Can the government agree to this and move forward?
They've really got to dismantle the structures. And a lot of those structures have historically been tied sometimes to the state, regional governments, regional powers. And so I think that the big challenge for the government is not capturing a series of individuals, but actually taking apart the whole structure.
Is there excitement that this will all become a political battle as opposed to a military battle, that the FARC and other groups in Colombia will begin to share power and that the military struggle will be behind them all?
When you talk with FARC members, there is a very palpable sense of uncertainty and concern that they have. But there's also an excitement about no longer having to tough it out in the jungle and just live a life of warfare. I think a lot of them are genuinely excited about trying to learn new skills and put them to use in civilian life and political life. It's fascinating. In jungle camps across the country, the FARC are basically setting up schools for their rebel members.
Nadja Drost is a journalist based in Bogota who spent time with the FARC in investigating and in reporting on what could be the end of a long armed struggle in Colombia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.